And edit it. Anyway, that was some footage from our trip when we went to go visit Fa and Grow Thailand Ministries. So, really quick, if you're new today, I'm Mike Richard. I serve as the youth pastor and the Book of All Trades here at Living Hope. I don't know how else to say it that way. Anyway, really quick, the way that we ended up even meeting Fa was basically I started a clothing company. I didn't know who we were going to help. We really wanted to support somebody. Somehow, a girl from Thailand and a guy that resides in Lancaster from Rochester, New York, met in New Hampshire, and God put the pieces together. And at first, I thought it was a ministry that would help. Now I would say not only is she a friend, but she's somebody that I look up to in what she does with her ministry and what she's doing for God. So I'm really excited that Fa is here. You guys will get to know her a little bit. She has a very fun personality, and she's really out there. You got it. She's great. I mean, like, you guys might not really get to know her, but she might tell you this, but later on she'll be out like at a table and stuff. You have to talk to her. She's like, sorry, I don't want everybody to bother you, but you have to talk to her. She's awesome. Anyway, so you want to come up? Sorry, she's trying to wear like high heels to be as tall as me. It's not really working. So I'm going to pray for Fa, and then we're going to listen and see what she has to say, which I'm very, very excited about. Are you guys excited? Yeah. So God, we thank you so much for Fa. We thank you for all she does. Back in Thailand and when she travels around, God, how many lives she has touched. Even when we were in Thailand, we could see her always taking opportunity to talk about you and about what you're doing in her life. God, I thank you for her willingness. I thank you for the strength that you have given her to be the woman of God that she is. Here this morning, Lord, I ask that she would say everything that you want her to say and nothing that you don't want her to say, God, that she would be your perfect vessel here this morning. And I thank you for, just using her the way that you do. God, be powerful through her and let us be drawn closer to you because of her. We pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Sawadee-ha and good morning to Living Hope Church. Do you know when Pastor Mike said that, I can share here, and even now, my heart's dancing like elephant. So the team who went there, they know how elephant dance look like. I'm so afraid that you're going to see my heart outside and dancing, and I'm afraid that even I hold this microphone, you can hear my heart dancing like elephant so much. So what a great honor to be here this morning with you here. I am so blessed beyond anything else because of I know that this is God's mercy and God's grace to be here. And thank you for having me to share about my story and then about ministry, what God has been worked through. So before that, can I pray in Thai to I'm going to share? So let's pray together. Hallelujah, สาธุการพระเจ้าขอบพระคุณพระองค์สำหรับเช้าวันนี้เช้าแห่งการนมัสการพระองค์เช้าแห่งในการแบ่งปันถ้อยคำของพระเจ้าขอให้ฤทธิ์เดชและพระวิญญาณบริสุทธิ์ของพระองค์ทรงสถิตอยู่กับท่ามกลางพี่น้องที่นี่ทุกคนที่เขาเองจะได้สัมผัสและก็แตกต้องด้วยคำของพระเจ้าขอพระองค์ทรงช่วยลูกในการที่จะเป็นผู้ที่แบ่งปันเรื่องราวความจริงแล้วก็ช่วยลูกในการที่จะพูดทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างอธิษฐานด้วยความเชื่อในพระนามของพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าอาเมนYou know, forgive me, I never use microphone and then some IT here because I come from really, really, really different from where you are at. I'm just like from the third world. Why I say that, you will see. So my name Fa Sumitra, but most of the people, they think easy name to can go is Doremi Fa. If someday you forgot my name, just remember the note of the song. That is, my name is Fa, and I'm here. And then we have been, I have 12 siblings. I am a youngest of 12. I am from Akha, Northern Thailand. So Thailand is about 68,000 million. And about 0.68% is Christian. Have about 5,000 church in the whole country. And believer, 500,000 something number. Not even 600,000 people. So we, the Thailand, we very need about the gospel. And then before chat about many things, this is where I come from. I come from nothing. You know, my house built by the bamboo. And then in the village, we believe and worship animism. You know, you have to kill chicken, pigs, and you cannot eat it because you're going to worship and obey to what your relative or your parent or grandparent and believe that. And then we don't have hospital and we don't have electric. You know, when my first time I came to US, 2007, I don't even know how to turn on the light, okay? That is funny, right? But that's so true. And no school, no water system. We don't have clean water. And then we have been living like beautiful around by mountain. Some of your youth group here have been the area where it looked like it. And then, but the thing is, when I was so young, I was abused by my own father. When I was abused by my own father, I'm just like, I'm not trusting any guy, any boy who are friend of me. Because even I'm studying in school, in the college, I think I will go downstairs here. So much better. Pastor Mike, thank you. So when I'm so afraid, when somebody write in the board, right? I feel like somebody tried to beat me. That teacher, professor tried to beat me. But actually, he not. He just like writing in the board. But I was abused, and after I was abused by my own father because he used drugs. And then my mom became, because I have 12 children, and my mom became sick from the water how we drink. You know, this is the whole village. Have to shower for cooking, for wash your clothes. Not only one family, but have to come from the mountain to the mountain into the middle of the center of the village. And we don't even have water bottle. So my life today, not because of me I come through here, but because of God, only one he did. And then when I was abused, of course my mom died. What are you going to do when your dad tried to abuse you and then you had to run and had to hide it? So somebody heard about my story and put me in Christian orphanage home and run by American from Florida. Oh, sorry, from Oklahoma, right? And that home changed my life forever. But because of I received Jesus when I was 15 years old, received Jesus my Lord and my Savior. Why I received Jesus? Bible student from college, right? Bible college student say, Father, whatever you need, you can ask him and he will help you. I say, oh no, I'm teenager, you know? I'm so cool, I don't need Jesus, I'm so strong, you know? I don't need Jesus. Because Christian is crazy. You read the same book. I don't even know if that is the Bible, you know? The same book and you say that how Jesus is powerful, how Jesus can change your life. Christian must be really, really crazy. I don't believe that. I don't want to receive Jesus. And I laugh. Because every place when I walk out, I can see all the temple around. Not like here. When you go outside, you can see the church and how you love God. When I go out and then when I see the temple, but many times I have been sick down. I have been in my room. I have been crying. I really need Jesus. I say, Jesus, where are you? I heard your name so cool, but I never see you. That is, you are disappeared from me. And the question that somebody can help you, Jesus can help you, is always challenging my heart. And I need that help. in my personal. So when I pray and I ask God, where are you? I need to receive Jesus. Jesus changed my life forever. I pray three things. Help me to know who are you, where you are. Help me to be a good student. Because I'm even 12 years old, I cannot write my name. That's a shame. I'm so embarrassed to stand at the front of the class on the table, on the chair. Read. I cannot read. I said, God, I really need your help so I can write and read. That is my study book. That's the Bible. Third, forgive me what my dad had been done to my life. Because of, I have nightmare until I think my third year in junior year in college. So God never forget my prayer. He listened my prayer and he helped me to go through forgiving and receive Jesus. And I became number one student in the class. So I don't need to study like a lower school. I'm away like better school and got scholarship until I'm graduated from college, university. Only God, the one who pay everything, my prayer. So that is, I'm nobody. I'm just no one. But by God's grace, I graduate marketing business and I'm working for Jesus, like ministry thing. This is, do you know, this is so hard, right? Because how God can use myself. When I'm in college, I have difficult time because I have only $30, but I feel I'm so rich. I don't have mom. I still have my dad. He remarried when I'm in college, and I didn't see him for long, long years. Somehow, I really asking God for, God, I need your help to finish this. And I involved to volunteering, help all kind of different ministry. But one ministry broken my heart is one children on street. He had been abused, sexual abuse and physical abuse, and he no home, no food, no clothes, no shoes, and even no school. What the big problem with this? And he tried to sell in flower to tourists in the bar and brothel and many prostitution and drinking party and many things. And then I say, wow, I saw myself. God, what can I do with this boy? I will do it. And I start to pray. Use my story to help him to have education, know Jesus, have a hope and have future better life. I believe the team of your youth group have been visit. They already met him. He in college now. And that is about my story, what how God has been and changed my life forever. And my siblings, we have still alive, living together, seven of us. First one, he's a pastor of church planning. So church planning is not like here. You have like over 100, right? But in my country, we live in the jungle and the mountainside, maybe 20, 30, or 50 people. So my brother, who is a church planning, so he had been taken out 50 church. So I'm not good at number how to say that, 50 church, right? So he did that. And my sister, she lived in the border between Burma and Thailand. And her husband, a pastor, and the local church with Thai people and minority group. And then, do you know, my sister Blin had been working impact everyone and help. And I have one brother and one sister helped me in the grow ministry. And then how God calling me to do this? Because I had been prayed by that little boy. God, help me to help that boy have a safe place. Because grow ministry is really different from orphan home. We are not orphan home. We are help the students who are at risk and who not qualified to go to orphanage home, who have been abuse have both parents, the parent in the jail or the parent disability, or the student who have been a lot of learning disability. Actually, we have five of them. So the student in the group home, their family, and we found this ministry in 2009. The one person who believe in my story, believe in my passion is Pastor Iwanudu from Brazil. And his wife and his heart and his children truly support to grow ministry. And look, from here, he from Brazil and work and serve the Lord in Ohio. But I'm from the mountain side. I don't even know how to play computer at all or cell phone. I never know like what TV gonna be look like. And God brought me in his purpose in U.S. and to start our ministry and rescue children who have been abused. So our vision really clear to stand for the children. We are chat about Jesus Christ. Even we are chat stand about Jesus Christ, not only have safe place, good food, go to education. Many ministry in Thailand run by a believer or NGO or Christian, they will not say that, do not chat about Christ. Because of why? Because of some of them, they're afraid that nobody gonna help them support financial or donate. I have been the experience. Example, John, she's one of group board member. She have money. She not from U.S. Example, did the story, and she from Thailand and have money. Tell me your ministry, what you're doing. I just shared start to about vision. They say, oh, no, I cannot support and give money to you because you share about Jesus. I say thank you. I'm not afraid because God with me. And this is God the one who opened the door for me. And God the one calling for my story to help other children. And God will be the one who provide everything. That is what happened, and it had been a lot of many things in Thailand. And we have a grow board and register in Worcester, Ohio, from here, Lancaster area, and they're from Worcester, Ohio. We have all together here, and we have three different nationalities from Thailand. I'm Akha. Akha is a very small number in Thailand. Everybody look down, do you know? Okay, I go with many tribes. We have like 20 tribes. I'm with them. They will look down on me because you are Akha. Very poor tribe. No education. And also, nobody help, right? But when I get into the Thai population, oh, Jesus Akha. There will be more looked down. So many times I got treated not like human, but I'm not give up because my God bigger than them. I'm not looking at them, what they treat me or what they say to me, what the word or what activity, what attitude they have, because that's not my problem. That is their problem. My problem, I don't have it because I know who created me. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. And we thank you. And what we do, we, you know, before, sorry, I just passed. Before we start grow ministry in Thailand, Pastor Iwanudu, right? He the one put the first seed for start grow ministry from U.S. side. Anyone here who like to riding motorcycle, show your hand. So Mike, oh, you have here. I do too. But your motorcycle is so big, right? Harley Davidson or Suzuki, whatever. But for us, like so small, like motor pack, right? I put two children on the front and three children on the back. Take them to school because I don't have truck, I don't have car. But don't do like I did, okay? And police always stop me. Fa, what are you trying to do? I'm saying, well, I take my children to school. But when I first saw like big motorcycle in your country, how many children I can put in there, you know? And to take them to take them to school, it's gonna be really fun. But you have to have helmet, right? But I don't have helmet for my children because I don't have money when I first start. Anyway, Pastor Iwanudu, God telling him, selling your motorcycle. The favorite thing he liked to do is riding motorcycle. And what he did, he obeyed. And he gave up, you know, he gave up the most thing he riding to do that and sell and make money and support grow ministry. Even he gave up riding his bike, he never gave up to riding the wave of Spirit of God. Because he believed the power of God can change the people and transform life. He did because he believed. If me, I really like that thing, I will not give up. Are you do too? You will not, right? But because he know how can change it. And after that, I have little really old moped. Student from college, I used to help in street. Say, I want to have motorcycle to go to college. What I can do, only things, yes. And some students say, I don't have a clothes. I want to have nice clothes. I said, just look at in my room. They will take everything and leave for me maybe two things. I have to wash every night. So that's something really exciting and very happy. So we have been blessed, and Pastor Iwanudu, he had been riding motorcycle and blessed and put the first seat for us and do, and then all the global have been doing. So we work with children, family, and then we work with community. How we work with the children, basic daily, they live it out 20 every day, you know, 7 days, go to school, public school. We have 5 different schools they can go. Even public school, they have different level, different standard, right? And some they go to Christian private school, or some go to like a Catholic school, depend how my children they like and to do things. And we work with family, we train family every 3 times or 4 times a year to have the same pain, understanding how to help your children after your children have been physical and very bad abuse came. When your children have learning disability, how we can help each other. And when we have family training and community training, some of the family just say, are you here, grow home, is Christian? I say, yes. I want to be a Christian. I want to go to church. You know, I'm just like, well, yes. When they ask me when I'm prepared only training lesson. I'm reminded that what the Bible say that I will come in soon. Are you ready? Jesus come back today, tomorrow, you never know. You have to be ready every time, anytime. So I say yes. So we help the family go by the Bible, and then help the family go to find out different church, home church, you know, big church or small church, because everyone doesn't like the same thing because they have different personality. So we work with community children. We bought we help every year to buy uniform and shoes and backpack and for school, not buy from grow budget, but from grow children who have been make a card, jewelry, or some purses. When they make and when they sold out, 10% help the community children. At that way, we can chat about gospel and put the seed. We are just like, we need to put the water, but the food fruit is God, the one who bring up everything. And this year, last 2 years, the school, public school say, Fah, come and do whatever activity you want to do. But I have been praying and praying 1 year later, another year. And this year I'm saying, yes, I will come. My first time I go with Pastor Mike and the team, I put their spot to share about Bible story. And they say you can share. Public school, you can share about Jesus story. That's impossible in Thailand because they are Buddhist country. But it is. They open and we can share about how powerful God is. After the team go back, I went to the market. I saw the teacher and some of the parents, family, and when I pick up the children in school, Fa can be very some very fake, not nice. Fa, I heard that you have a team come to school and then do some kind of activity. Do you know what? I'm saying, what? For me, I'm thinking, oh, maybe not good response. My children love it. You need to come every week and they want to hear all cool story. And my children became better, you know, like life living. Because school always asking, Fa, can you do something for activity in the school, public school? Because your children are different from other children. My children, of course, different because they pray every morning and they know Jesus, have personal relationship. Because I pray and ask God for how my student can have relationship, personal, not thing to do, or just know the name of Jesus Christ. For me, when I do all kind of ministry, now we have to wait in night. We have been helped to wait in night, but we have 20 children. What about 9 of them? 9 of them, they're back to with the family in the village and the city. Remember, we try to keep family together, and they help and training. When I do this ministry, it is so hard and so difficult, not easy to work and to do everything, not at all, especially in Thailand, especially not, especially a developing country. And the small number of the things, right? But in Psalm 121, you have Bible. This Bible always really, really helped me, encouraged me a lot. Psalm 121 say, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So everything what I do in this, I will challenge you that. If you look at that boy, I don't know, left that boy, he in college student now. I first met him on street. And now he have hope. He volunteer and I help and even come to grow home to help and work with the children. He know how to use his life. And I have been asked, God, use far story. For help this boy to know Jesus like I do and have personal relationship and have education and have safe place, I ask God to do that. When I look at my story, not beautiful story. Because why? I'm poor. I'm from my own father abuse. And I'm growing up in orphanage home. How, God, you can use me? Do you ever think God can use you too? You might be thinking, I'm too old, I'm too young, I don't have money, I cannot keep, I cannot do anything. That is, you are lying in meditation by yourself. Don't limit yourself. You have a very great story. You have personal story, can influence somebody, someone. So today you and me, we are different country, different culture, different language, different climate or need. But we all do together. Serve the Lord. Where are you are at? Who you are? What you have? You can go and serve and ask God, use my story with my husband. Use my story with my wife, my children in the house, and my neighbor, and my church, and my community. What I can do, use me. If you not do that, because of you not open. Even you say, I'm already open, but you not go for action. You need to action, not only ask God and do it. So remember, God give us beautiful gift. You and I have different vision. But we have the same mission. It's about God. No matter you are nurse, teacher, house, home, you know, house parents, or whatever you do with that, we have the same mission for God's glory. Even God give different, I cannot do your vision at all. I cannot do Pastor Ron's vision. Pastor Ron cannot do my vision for girl. But how we can do and support each other and do together, that is the more important. Like Ephesians chapter 2, 10 said that we were created to do good work that God prepared before ahead for us to do. Just do something for God, new thing in your life. Don't be afraid. Don't give up. Don't hold your bad thing about yesterday. Just go with God and to do with God in the future. So I would like to challenge you with pray and asking God to use your story. Very specific. Another thing is pray for grow. Because grow, we need, general fund for ministry need a lot of, annual ministry need things. And you can give and go to pay, by PayPal for ministry. We have a website you can go to, and also writing check to grow. And we have our address there. And also, like Pastor Mike said, Aurora Company, right? Clothing. That also help grow ministry. But if you go to visit grow website, you also, when you're shopping in Amazon, you will see the link that how to searching our ministry, and you can give away. When you're shopping, we help our ministry as well. And more than that, everything you have been donated or help grow, you will receive all the gift, right? And just remember that when you give, above all, beyond of what you are already giving in your local church. Because of local church, you really need your support. Really need, because you are that a family. And go to a short-term team, a short-term trip, to visit us, do specific project, like computer, or like teaching English, or baking, cooking, or art therapy, because we do art therapy in Thailand. Or example, we have next month, in October, we have one volunteer going to come, short-term trip, only 1 month, help grow from San Francisco. He will be help us to do, like, we just have a cafeteria building, construction. He will help us with the tables, dining, and the chair. So, or you can give your young people to go. You maybe cannot go and travel, but you can give and go for that. Like the team came to Thailand. That's so amazing. I will tell you how the team had been very influenced this trip. The team, just like your team church, right, came to Grow Home in the Thailand first time. We eat rice every day, every meal. Always surprised every morning is rice. Do you know? The team from youth team here, they're amazing. I have been host a team from many places, but your team, take care of yourself for breakfast. They're very best friend with 7-Eleven every morning, right? So they have been survived. Not easy like here. 7-Eleven, just us and here. We have a friend, Abby and Caleb and Dylan and Pastor Mike and his wife. But I will tell you, Pastor, my youth pastor, he almost died. But he loved his youth children so much. When he in China, okay, he went to see the doctor. Doctor gave him answer. If you travel, you will die in the plane. But he said that. He told his wife, my wife, Claudia, don't worry about me. We make sure you take all the students back home safely. If you guys heard about that, he loved you guys so much. He loved church people. He loved church family so much. pray for your youth pastor because I am sure he's still dying for that trip. Anyway, when the team came, first time, I hope they're going to be a culture shock or something, but they don't. They work with us all day, all night, in school, in the house, and then you even see in the video, right? I don't think they even have an experience or have chance to do in their house to, I don't know, what do you call, work and homemade, many things. And they were in here, that day, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, all sweat and really hot, and we don't have enough cold water, really cold water. So now all pay already because the whole thing surround. Because nighttime when the student walk, we have snake. So that's why we have to do this. We have to do this first because rainy season coming. I'm very appreciative and very thanks to the team. Can you clap a hand for me with them? They have been doing an amazing job. And thank you. I think I need Pastor help. I don't know how to do that. Okay, I got it. So IT staff is very exciting. Anyway, so the team had been helped. And when we went to the village, you even see that we took the team to the village. And the team had been shared. In the village, people said that, wow, this is 15 years old. Know and learn about Jesus Christ and share about Jesus. In my life, 60 years old, I never have been chair and doing like that. People got encouraged by what the team had been impact to grow ministry in school and then to in, I don't know how to call this. So to grow ministry and to do many things. And also, your team has been helped for a playground for the student. But we're still working on for swing set, to do that. And we hopefully we can do things done by the end of this year because something we're still working on. And many ways that how God used us different way at different things. And different who you are, who I am. God never cared about your yesterday thing. Ask God for direction, your story, and impact, and how to help the way you can. Thank you so much for having me here, and I hope you understand my Akha Thai accent in English, because my brain has so many languages, flowing here. Thank you for Pastor Ron. And if anyone would like to talk to me, I will be on the table. I would love to talk to you, everyone. Any question, anything, if you would like to know about Thailand or personal or ministry, I would love to share with you. And thank you so much, and God bless you. Khop khun mak kha.
Thanks, Pha. So, like I said earlier, she'll be over here in this corner of the hallway with a table with stuff that she'll be selling, and her and Joan will be there. If you guys didn't know, Joan is really helpful. She's on the board of directors for Grow, and she actually, even before we went on our trip, she came here, and she's very detail-oriented, and that was great for me. I told her, this is perfect. This is great. She gave me a list of things, all this stuff. And I was like, wow, I feel like I'm doing a great job because of you. So Joan has been a great asset to Grow and to us for our trip and stuff. So you can speak to them afterwards. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing her heart. Any opportunity that we could give her to speak after I even got to know her better while we were in Thailand, I was like, absolutely, because she's really impacted me personally. So thank you, guys, and like I said, you can go talk to her, but you are dismissed. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend. If